7:38 here on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Mornings. 37 degrees on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We always love to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340 and those listening on the free WRHI app. If you don't have the app, don't worry. Download it when you can and take us on the go.
We also want to say good morning to those watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103, as well as those on Facebook Live. Welcome.
The city of Rock Hill is looking for a few good volunteers. As you know, the UCI BMX Racing World Championships, they will roll into town in May. So we are recruiting right now because when these visitors, thousands of them, international visitors, come to the city of Rock Hill, we know our city better than anyone else, and we want to make sure they get the full Rock Hill experience. So we've got Lori Helms with Rock Hill Parks, Recreation, and Tourism. And Lori, we love when our friends of the show bring a friend of the show that we don't get an opportunity to talk to often, but every now and then through text. But you brought him live and in person.
I have a fantastic community volunteer. I'm sure he knows a lot of folks in this area. Chip Hutchison is with me. Chip and his wife Sherry have volunteered for a really huge and important job. And Lucas, you said we need a few volunteers to help with this. Would you agree with that, Chip?
How many we need? We're having a huge event in May. And in fact, I would think the BMX World Championships is probably one of the biggest events perhaps Rock Hill's had.
Yeah, I think back in 2017, we were trying to look and see could we brag about this being the largest sporting event for our state. I think in some category, we did hit that mark. I don't have the specifics, but so the UCI BMX Racing World Championships is coming up. The event dates are May 12th through the 18th. And, of course, it's at the Rock Hill BMX Supercross Track. And, we are looking for volunteers. And, Lucas, you may want to pull up the website. I know y'all do that sometimes when we're here.
Okay.
It's very easy.
Yeah, and we've made it simple because we have a sign-up genius that we put together. And we're going to have posters around town that you'll be able to see the QR code to quickly log in to the volunteer page. And you'll see the types of roles that we're looking for volunteers to do. So
let's tell them where we're going. 2024BMXWorlds.com / volunteer.
Okay, got on it right now.
Yep.
Quick and easy.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, we're understanding there's going to be 40 countries coming, 4,000 participants. And, Sherry and I raised our kids with a sport that we traveled and did. And we've been those families that travel somewhere and not sure, what to do or what's going on. And we've had experiences that were great where we had great volunteers. So we love Rock Hill. We all Rock Hill understand what's going on. We want to be able to make sure that we are volunteers and welcoming all these folks that are, for the first time perhaps, coming into the country, or especially into Rock Hill in South Carolina.
So you say volunteers are needed May the 1st through the 18th. So the racing—
We start early.
Yeah, clearly.
I'm telling you. Yes.
And
yes.
How many volunteers are you looking for?
Well, I think it's more broken down into kind of shifts and days, so it kind of depends on what we're looking at. I don't have that total.
If you go on the page and you look, you'll see how many slots they were asking for each one. There is more than my feeble brain could count off the top of my head.
You're fine. So
there's plenty.
Shifts are typically about 4 hours long,
correct?
Right?
Okay. Right. But you're welcome to do more than one shift, Let's sign up a couple shifts here, a couple shifts there.
And what are we talking about, like, for these roles? So if I love Rock Hill, I work in Rock Hill, I want to be part of this, but I don't know kind of what my work schedule might be like around this time. But if I go ahead and see what positions are available and jobs are available, I might be able to tell my employer, like, hey, here's what's going on. And your employer might just say, hey, just take the time and good to go. Now, that's something you have to ask your employer.
Absolutely.
We can write you a permission slip, but you can ask. I can always say no.
Yeah.
But that'd be a great team building experience.
Well, there's weekend opportunities. Oh. There's during the week. So you do whichever. Starting as early as May 4th through 6th, we've got packets that need to be put together for the riders. So these folks are coming in, assembling packets with swag, with information, organizing packets per country. So, there's there's a lot to that. Obviously, we're going to have some staff that are going to help, you know, sort of coordinate that. But we're looking for people to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, yep. And in particular, so May 10th is the opening festival that will be down at Fountain Park. And we are looking for that particular event. We would like to have some translators. Mm-hmm. I think I checked that one already. We've got some. So we're looking for folks to translate Spanish, French, or German. There will be a lot of other countries as well. But these are sort of the primary languages that we saw back in 2017. I think I've already seen several individuals that speak German that have signed up. So that's great. But we need that for the opening festival as well as throughout the whole event, translators. Lots of opportunities during the event dates, May 12th through 18th. So do you want to read through some of those, Chip, maybe?
Sure. Like checkpoint control. You know, there's going to be a place where we've got to keep traffic and make sure we know where they have the wristbands if they're participants. Floaters are important. Floaters, you always need somebody just going to have that shirt on to know that you could ask a question for, and they can be really great hosts.
That's for the adventurous, because we may have them do something over here, and then we may need their help over in this area.
A utility player.
Yes, I like that.
That's us.
Right.
That's our skill set.
There we go.
Okay,
so I'm going to look for you to log in.
Okay, yeah, I'll try to do my best.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. We have an accreditation center support, so those volunteers are checking in riders, verifying their credentials, maybe laminating badges, things like that. So, again, they're kind of helping with control also. But, you know, they're going to be meeting the riders that come in to pick up their badges and stuff. So,
what are the – like? If you want to be a volunteer, what does the process look like? Do you have to be a certain age? Is there background checks? What all is
training
involved in being a volunteer for an event this big?
16 and older.
Okay.
And there will be background checks. The world we're in these days requires that, because we've got a lot of youth we're dealing with as well. But I think that's the beauty of the sign-up genius. So what that does is you can log in there, put in your credentials, and then – you'll get emails back with the information, precisely what you need and times, and perhaps if there's a change because of the weather or something's going on. So the beauty of the sign-up genius, it'll do all that work to let us know.
Mm. And we'll also have a volunteer sort of celebration that will be prior to the event. It will be at the track. It's like a three-hour-long thing where volunteers will pick up their T-shirts, and you'll get – maps, and so you'll know where you're going to park as a volunteer and shuttle and a lot of that logistics stuff, as well as, you know, more details on what you'll be doing for your particular role. So, you know, it's a lot of assistance that we need, but we need to do it in an organized fashion and be sure everybody has that information. So like Chip said, we're going to get your name, your email, your cell phone so that we can keep that communication open.
It's great.
So again, volunteers are needed beginning May the 1st through the 18th. This is for the 2024 BMX Racing World Championships. Folks, this is the second time in a matter of years that the city of Rock Hill has hosted this. We did it the first time. We were kind of all learning at the same time. We perfected it so much so that they said, we want to come back. So they're back again in a matter of a couple of years.
And Lucas, mm-hmm. more importantly, this is an Olympic year. So this is their last event before Paris this summer. So if you – and anybody in Rock Hill, any of our citizens want to come see the best in the world doing this event – come see us.
So then when they're watching the Olympics, they can say, I remember that person at the BMX World Championships. So again, here's the website, because we're on the website right now. It's pretty simple. It is
2024bmxworlds.com
/volunteer. We'll get you. Yeah. Without that on the end, you go to the event website and see a lot about the event. But to get to the volunteer page, you need to add that /volunteer on the end.
So then once you're on it, I'm looking at all the thumbnails. So you'll go to
it's
floaters.
Easy, isn't it?
They say 9 out of 84 slots have been filled.
Okay.
So they need
good.
More. So
right.
You click on it, and then it just goes through like a sign-up genius.
Yep.
So it's like Friday at this date and this time is available. Saturday at this date and time is available. So you can go through and very specifically find what works for you as well. And then, Chip, this is a very generic question, but it is pretty deep. who would make for a great volunteer? I mean, what kind of skill set do you need to have? Yeah. What are you looking for a well-rounded volunteer for an event like
for
this?
For an event like this in particular, understanding we're talking about people from around the world. So somebody that's real proud of Rock Hill, folks that know where to go and what to do and want to show us off. So, yeah, come on and join us.
Well, I think you said it best, Chip. You have been parents before traveling to places, and you always want to know, besides where to stay, where's a good place to eat, where's some fun things we can do with the family. And if you don't have anyone that can tell you, or a pamphlet in the hotel where you're staying is not bad, but it's different than someone says, let me tell you, you have to go to this place, you have to go to the Riverwalk, you have to walk. You know, it just gives it a more detailed experience. And you'll get people to come back year after year after year. Well, we're so excited to be along the ride with the city of Rock Hill for this. We cannot wait to be out there again, having some fun with all the riders. And volunteer, volunteer, volunteer. Don't worry. We will continue to let folks know about this. But clear your calendar from May the 1st through the May 18th to sign up for the 2024 BMX World Championships. And we are going to be in good hands.
That's right. We're excited.
Good ambassador.
Yeah, thank you all for getting the word out for us.
Of course.
Thank you.
And we'll
appreciate
be there,
it.
Too.
Yeah, Chip, always great to see you. And Lori, we'll see you again in a couple of weeks.
Okay, thank sounds you, great.